This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me today on Stockbox on this bank holiday Monday is Paul Johnson, the CEO of Power Metal Resources. Paul, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Mark. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you, Paul. Very good. So thank you for your time on this bank holiday Monday. Your interims were released last week, but what do interims really tell us? Can you explain them for us a little bit?
Yeah, okay. So you get two sets of main results in the UK markets. One is the final results, which have to be released within 6 months of the full year end of a listed company. And then you get the interim results, which have to be released within three months of the half year end. So in the case of Power, our half year end was the 31st of March 2021. So we had until the end of June 2021 to release them. And obviously we're a little bit earlier than that. I think as a private investor, I've always found that the interims don't seem to tell you a great deal. One, because they tend to be quite historic, you know, you're looking at a past period. And the figures that you get in there in terms of the, you know, the cash position of a junior resource company is, you know, a few months old usually. So it's not that helpful. We've tried to go a little bit the kind of extra mile with Power by disclosing our current working capital cash and listed investment position, which was 2.57 million in our interim results. But that's the position as at the, I think, last Friday. And we've tried to break down in a lot more detail what we did in the period to the end of March, but also what we did after the end of March, because we've been so active of late that we had a lot of different things going on within the business where we've released market announcements. And the interim results, if anything, provide a good overview of the recent activity in the business.
Okay, fantastic. Now, just looking at the business from a strategic angle, is the business playing out in the way that you envisaged when you first started off?
What was the comment about no plan survives very long on the battlefield, as it were? And I think our original plan, our original expectations, we've changed quite a bit in the last couple of years. I think it's going far better than we anticipated, to be honest. And ironically, I think that's because over the last 2 years, particularly the first 18 months of the business, there were so many, the market was struggling in the junior resource space, and so many opportunities became available to us, some of them bigger, more significant than we anticipated would be available. So we were able to do transactional deals across a range of different business project interests around the globe, really build our business very rapidly and get us to this point where we are today with, depending on how you define it, 9 to 11 different project interests in North America, Africa, and Australia. So I think it's going exceptionally well. We are probably facing our most critical and significant period across our project base in the next 3 to 6 months. So we have to continue to work at pace and very diligently to make the business as large and successful as we want it to be.
Okay, well, let's take a look at the projects. I know there are an awful lot of projects in the Power portfolio, but maybe a few words, just a round robin kind of idea on all of them. Let's take it in alphabetical order. So if we start with A, Australia, what's the lowdown on Australia at the moment, Paul?
Right, so Australia, we have two interests. The Victoria Goldfields joint venture with Red Rock Resources, where we've got, we had circa 2,336 square kilometres of ground under application. Well, we've been very successful so far. We've had 848 square kilometres of ground. Now, granted, we're launching or have launched a range of exploration programs, very proactive across the ground that's been granted, looking for the next gold discoveries in that part of the world. And all the signs are that from our neighbours who are undertaking various drilling work and exploration work, together with our own work on the ground and our own historical review, that we've got a very, very good chance. So Victoria's full on at the moment. We're also, of course, building towards the IPO of the core interests of the holding company, Red Rock Australasia, on the Canadian capital market. So that corporate work is happening. So very busy project for us. And we're looking forward, actually, to bringing out more news on that in the not-too-distant future. We've also got the first development resources opportunity in the Paterson province, where we're looking to take a very exciting targets undercover package into its own UK listing as soon as possible. Recent announcements cover the detail on that, but there's a lot of work happening in the background on that one. We're perhaps not going for the world record on the fastest listing in the UK market, but we'd like to get close. And we think that there's great appetite for that kind of Australian opportunity amongst the investing community in junior resources in London.
Okay. Well, after A comes B, and of course, Botswana.
Yeah, we've been very active in Botswana for quite some time since our first deal over the Molopo Farms complex project with in southwest Botswana. At Molopo, we've earned into the 40% direct project interest, and combined with our shareholding in Kalahari Key, we've got, I think it's 50.8% effective economic interest in that project. That one took us by surprise, I suppose, with the success that we got on the first drill program, which was exceptional. You know, finding significant nickel intersections in the second hole of your drill program with that kind of large-scale target is fantastic, and we're really pushing ahead to do both the next stage exploration work and also the corporate work, because as we announced recently, the holding company is looking to list on a recognized stock exchange. So that's happening. All the processes is happening at the moment. We've also got the Kanye Resources joint venture that's held in conjunction with Kavango Resources, which is listed in London. And in that is the Ditau Rare Earths project. And there's more to come on that in due course, because we've been a little bit quiet on Ditau because we've been focusing on the Kalahari Copper Belt and the tremendous exploration results we've had there, which I hope is going to deliver us a major copper silver discovery in the not too distant future. It's certainly tracking the experience I had with Metal Tiger and the T3 discovery back in 16. So that's a huge opportunity for us. And then finally, we have an option over the two licenses in the Tati Greenstone Belt, which is gold nickel in Botswana, that we're doing some work on right now. So hopefully some news on that soon. So Botswana, yeah, very busy. Lots of different interests there for the company.
Okay, and on to Canada then, Paul.
I could have predicted that, yeah. Silver Peak in Canada, where we have a 30% interest in the former producing high-grade silver mine, had some great exploration results last year. We obviously want to crack on with exploration, which is what we're, is the main focus of that opportunity. In parallel, we are listing that opportunity in the UK capital markets, and that work is underway, and we do need to provide updates to market on this so they can see where we are. We have so many things happening, Mark, that sometimes it's tricky for people to keep up. We've also got in Canada, in Ontario, as opposed to British Columbia for Silver Peak. So in Ontario, the Hemlo Schreiber land footprint that we took out in, I think, quarter one, 2021, where we're building towards, the next phase of development. And there'll be further updates from that. That's a strategic footprint right next door to some very well-known other opportunities where there's active exploration underway at the moment.
Okay, and D, the DRC?
Oh, Kasinka. Mm-hmm. We have a power of 70% interest. We've just been granted, or the project has been granted, a 25-year production license, which is fabulous. And really, really demonstrates, we find what we're looking for at Kasinka, then we have the ability to go ahead and take that project forward, and it increases tremendously the value of that opportunity. This is a copper cobalt project We've done historic termite mound sampling, pitting, mapping and sampling. And then we're moving into the drill phase soon, where we actually drill some holes in the ground and see what's there. And we are bubbling with excitement over that because we think it's a tremendous opportunity. We just need to stick some holes in the ground, really.
Okay. Well, people listening to this may be getting worried because we've covered four projects there and we're only at the start of the alphabet. But luckily, we can skip pretty much to the end as we go to T and Tanzania.
That is a strategic weakness of our business, that we don't have something between D and T. Anyway, Tanzania, Haneti, we have a 35% interest in the Haneti polymetallic project. Our partners, Katoro Gold, have 65%. We did the first stage rotary air blast drilling and made announcements about that earlier on this year. We need to move as soon as we can into the diamond drilling phase, going for the deeper diamond holes and really testing the ultramafic system there. Again, we're bubbling with excitement on that. We just want to get cracking and put those holes in the ground. And the environment in Tanzania has been improving geopolitically for exploration for mining and exploration. So it's becoming, as an operating environment, far more conducive to a major discovery. So let's hope we can make one.
Okay. And finally, and of course not least, is the USA.
Yeah, the Alamo Gold Project in the USA, we provided some updates on that last year after we did the transaction, and we had an exploration program in December. We've been doing various things in the background. None of our projects is inactive. We don't always announce everything, thank God, because I think investors have had enough of too many announcements from our business. We are highly proactive. And we have to make certain announcements. But there's many times when we're moving forwards with things where we don't necessarily come to market on every twist and turn. But we are active on the Alamo and we will provide an update as soon as practicable.
Okay. Well, thank you for that update there, Paul. And just a final thought, if we can. Shareholders, I think, appreciate honesty and transparency from the company and the company directors. Can I ask you, what are your biggest challenges in the business at the moment?
Okay. Well, first of all, we're not intending to be an ordinary business, and that presents its own challenges. With our portfolio, with our approach to be extraordinary, obviously, we need to have the right strategic financing approach. And we talk about it all the time. We tell people what our financing position is. We don't hide it away. And we tell people how we want to generate our own wealth, so that we can stand independent and strong and self-finance our operations in the fullness of time. So that's a big one. Portfolio management, it's a big portfolio. It has all sorts of marketing demands, geological demands, and so on. I've managed much of that myself with the team, with the board and our advisors. But now we're bringing in team members to help us with investor relations management, exploration management, and spin-out management. So we will push ahead and deal with that challenge as we go forward. But I think the biggest challenge of all, actually, for the business is keeping investors with us. In the junior resource markets, investors are never really sure if companies are run for the directors or run for the shareholders. Well, in our case, I can assure you it's the shareholders, because I'm the largest shareholder, so I'm definitely running it for me. And I want to actually generate confidence in our business so that investors run with us, hold the shares a bit longer, and want to see how this plays out as a shareholder rather than taking the profits as they come along. I know if there's risk management issues and power becomes a large part of your portfolio, it's obvious that you need to, you know, reduce that risk. But just generally, I think carrying the investors with me is a major important thing. As a business, we are, of course, always open to new, fresh ideas. So how about I go the other way around and set investors a challenge?
Okay.
Some of our best developments have come out of investors' suggestions out there. So if investors can send through suggestions as to how we can improve our business, do things better, then we will be very grateful, and we will look at all of them. Now, I've got a few copies of a book called The Big Score, which was written about Robert Freeland and the Voisey Bay discovery, which I think is quite a rare book nowadays. So I got five copies of this book, and we will send out a copy to the five best suggestions as to how we can improve our business. And you can send that to investorrelations@powermetalresources.com. We are literally always open to new ideas.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Paul, for that little challenge there. You get a book if you send the questions to the company. Yeah. Thank you very much, Paul Johnson there, the CEO of Power Metal Resources. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.